Now, let us move to exam day. The new exhibits appear. This is where your whole approach needs to change from preparation mode to evidence mode. The exhibits may be an email, a board paper, a consultant's report, a spreadsheet, a set of financial information, meeting notes, customer research, a proposal, a risk report, or something else. Your first job is not to start writing. Your first job is to work out what each requirement is asking and which exhibit information helps you answer it. Recent examiner reports repeatedly make the point that the exhibits underpin the applied points in a good answer. They provide the new background, they highlight the important issues, and they often help you see how the answer should be structured. So, when a new exhibit arrives, it can do three things to what you already know. First, it can confirm the tension you spotted in the pre-scene and then give you the specific decision. Take accommodation as a hypothetical example. You already know Hasper World has no on-site hotel and that accommodation has become more important in the wider industry. Now suppose a new exhibit gives you a specific proposal from a hotel operator. It gives you costs, responsibilities, forecast demand, risks and contract terms. Your pre-scene knowledge tells you why the proposal matters. The new exhibit tells you whether this particular proposal is good or bad. That is where the marks are. Second, a new exhibit can supply information the pre-scene deliberately does not give you. Take financing. Right now, you do not know Hasper World's cash position or borrowing capacity. If the live exam gives you financial information or a funding proposal, use it. The uncertainty disappears because the exhibit has filled the gap. Do not cling to the answer you imagined before the exam. Third, the new exhibit can change the picture completely. Suppose you have spent 2 weeks thinking the family board is resistant to outside ideas, and then an exhibit tells you that the board has decided to recruit an experienced independent director. That new information matters. You do not ignore it because it conflicts with the picture you built from the pre-scene. The exhibit is the latest evidence. Or suppose an exhibit says, customer research shows visitors are very satisfied with the existing app and do not want more digital interaction in the park. You do not write your prepared answer about adding more technology just because the industry section talked about virtual reality, augmented reality, and wristbands. You follow the evidence. That is the mindset I want you to take into September. The pre-scene gives you a starting position, the exhibits update that position, the requirement decides which part of it matters.